Coast Radio News for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. I'm George Henry. On Friday, the Florence Police Department, assisted by the Reedsport Police K-9 Unit, served a search warrant at 1640 21st Street in Florence. Florence Police Commander John Pitcher, in a press release, stated that there was probable cause that the residence was a location where controlled substances were used. During the search, officers located heroin, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. Two suspects were arrested at the scene, 29-year-old Miranda Jean Wheeler and 39-year-old Jody Michael Renfro. They were arrested for possession of heroin and frequenting a place where a controlled substance was used. Wheeler was also charged with possession of methamphetamine. The two were taken to the Florence City Jail and later transferred to Lane County Adult Corrections. After 2 hours and 30 minutes of a public hearing last night, the Florence City Council decided to continue deliberations on the proposed planned unit development on Rhododendron Drive near 35th Street. The council heard from several area residents about the concerns that the new development could potentially bring to the neighborhood, including water runoff issues and traffic issues. The council will again take up the issue on their November 9th meeting after the developer has time to respond to the appeal. They have until October 26th to do so. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has requested the city close access to the Pepper Oaks Park, located on 34th Place and Lilac, just off 35th Street near Kingwood. ODFW is in the process of trapping a bear in the area that has been seen around the neighborhood. Fencing has been constructed around the park and will be in place until the city has been notified that ODFW has completed its task of trapping the bear. The Oregon Health Authority has issued new guidance on the use of masks. OHA has determined that the use of face shields are not recommended, with the exception of when dealing with the hearing impaired. The OHA favors masking instead. In addition, face coverings are now required in all private and public workspaces and are required for outdoor and indoor markets, street fairs, and private and public schools and colleges. Lane County Public Health has added another 40 COVID-19 cases to the list for a total of 2,143. As the county now becomes part of the governor's watch list, there are no additional cases for the 97439 zip code, as that number remains at 30. Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health has indicated that he is looking at the two new cases from the weekend to see if they are part of a work cluster from the previous three cases from last weekend and will respond with information if that is the case. Yesterday, the OHA added a total of 266 new cases and an additional 8 new deaths reported. 3 of the new deaths were Lane County residents, all of which had underlying health conditions. You may have heard about a 7.5 magnitude earthquake yesterday near the Alaska Peninsula southwest of Homer, Alaska. While there was a tsunami warning for Alaska, there were never any warnings needed for the Washington or Oregon coast. Port of Sayulaw is currently looking for a camp host. It's a year-round volunteer position and camp host experience is preferred. A description of the job benefits and requirements is available at portofsayulaw.com or at the port office at 100 Harbor Street. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020.